This is Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. If the questions that came from U.S. Supreme Court justices yesterday are any indication, there's a chance Shelby County, Alabama could prevail in its efforts to challenge the 1965 Voting Rights Act. That's just one of the stories grabbing headlines this week. And John Archibald from the Birmingham News is here to talk about it and more. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So the High Court heard several hours of oral arguments yesterday. What is Shelby County's position in this?
Certain sections of the Voting Rights Act have outlived their usefulness, that they no longer apply to the Shelby County. All the states covered in these provisions today are not the same as they were in 1965. And in essence, that the law picks them out and violates the sovereignty of those states.
And the provision specifically they're talking about is one called the preclearance provision, which means that they have to get permission to make any changes in voting laws or even where voting can take place.
Right. And over the course of the years, those provisions have been just vital and instrumental in getting Alabama and Shelby County beyond the point it was in 1965 to the point where we can actually now make this argument, and it's not laughable for a lot of people.
Now, the court's conservative members did seem somewhat skeptical about whether or not these provisions need to exist anymore. Chief Justice John Roberts asked whether citizens of the South are more racist than citizens of the North. Justice Kennedy, whose vote is probably crucial in this, asked whether Alabama today is, quote, an independent sovereign, or whether it must live under the trusteeship of the U.S. government. Pretty strong statements, even if they're posed as questions.
Yeah, it has really been sort of divided ideologically on that court, with Kennedy being the guy who's really going to make the decision. And he did make some comments that made him seem pretty sympathetic with Shelby County.
Here's the thing about it, though. The court considered another case a couple of years ago that would have overturned parts of the voting law, and many legal observers at that point predicted that justices would overturn it, but they didn't.
Yeah, I think conventional wisdom now, if there is such a thing on or a wide belief, is that they probably won't go in and strike it down, but they may send it back to Congress and say, look, the mechanisms that you use to judge these states, the formula that you use to judge these areas has to be changed, and maybe put it not in terms of striking it down, but in updating it to the point where it makes more sense today.
Now, my understanding is after that 2009 ruling, Justice Roberts had asked Congress to go back and reformulate that, and they haven't done it yet.
That's right, and that's why we are where we are today. But there's still an opportunity for them to go back and do it in stronger language right now, and it's likely, I think, that'll happen.
Okay. Well, we're probably several months away from a ruling on that court case, but the deadline is sooner for two other headlines that are grabbing headlines this week. One of them, of course, the state takeover team that's now in charge of Birmingham City Schools presented a proposal this week to close several schools, reconfigure many more. What's their plan?
You close, half a dozen schools and consolidate a handful more than that, and you end up cutting a number of jobs. It's really a situation where the state is doing one of those things that local school board often hesitates to. It's like in the voting rights case, Scalia said, if you send it back to Congress, Congress will never vote against something called the Voting Rights Act. Well, in local schools, school boards, particularly ours, will never vote against closing this many schools, even though there's a dire financial need.
And this plan, the state says, will save about $8 million and lose 133 jobs, though.
Right. So there's certainly going to be protests about that. But, that's what the state is here for, primarily. This is one of the big reasons.
So the teachers union will no doubt protest the loss of jobs. Parents are probably protesting, already are, the closure of the schools and plans to expand two high schools to include students from 7th grade through 12th grade. Is it a done deal, or can these protestations really do anything to move the state off their ideas?
Well, so as long as the state has been in town over the year or whatever it has been, it has been immune to the sound of protest. And there has been protest over virtually everything they have done. And Ed Richardson and those who are carrying it out have paid very little attention to that. Leads us to believe the same will be true here.
Okay. I want to move to the state real quickly. Governor Robert Bentley says Alabama will not participate in Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. But now that some of the biggest critics of Obamacare, including Florida Governor Rick Scott, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, have backed off their plans not to expand and have said, yeah, we'll do it. Is that going to put pressure on
Well, there is pressure on here, and UAB itself has done the study that shows that it's just a financial, it's ridiculous financial plan for us to not take part, and people are in danger. There's lots of pressure on it, but he shows no signs of budging at all. He really does not like the idea of expansion, and neither do his supporters.
Okay. Well, John, lots of news this week, and we'll probably have much more to talk about next week.
Hope so.
Okay. John Archibald, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
John's column appears in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can find it online at al.com pretty much all the time, and you can find him here each Thursday on WBHM's Morning Edition.